It's time for the Two Old Men, a morning show, and sometimes a dog podcast. And now, here's our hosts, Jeff, John, and Charlie.
Sentimental OU, Charlie McClain on 103.9, 98.5. It's mypigradio.com. Jeff, JW, it's a couple of old dudes in the morning. But we've got some special guests today from Atlanta State Park.
That's right. We got Brian Krause, who is the superintendent of the park, and office manager Kayla Williams is here to talk about all the neat things that you can do at the Atlanta State Park. And spring is here, basically. And so March, that's a busy time as people begin to get back more outdoors more often now. And it looks like you've got a whole list of park activities going on in March. If you would, just hit on a few of the things that are going to be going on this month.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have some day hikes, some night hikes. We're going to be painting in the park, some birding, and, just lots of hiking. We have almost 5 miles of trails in the park, and there's something for everybody, every difficulty level.
What's pond dipping?
Pond dipping. We're going to have an interpreter out there, and we're going to check out some of the vertebrates and invertebrates in the pond life.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Some aquatic insects and the like.
Well, you know, like I said, spring's here, so you were talking about birds and things like that. I mean, this is the perfect time to do that. And it's really family-oriented for the entire family, all ages, to come out and enjoy the park, right?
Yeah, the families love it. It really is a family place, a nice, quiet, peaceful place to go. 58 campsites, again, hiking trails. We have some geocaches out there that people can look for. It's just something for everybody. The fishing is great.
Tell us about that, the fact that you do not have to have a license to fish from the bank in the Atlanta State Park.
That's any Texas State Park. Uh-huh. As long as you fish off the bank, you do not have to have a fishing license.
Cool.
Now, you do have to pay your park entry fee, but no license.
And that's usually what, like?
Ours is $3.
Okay.
13 and older. Yeah. 12 and under is free.
All right. That's nothing.
And that goes, you know, for maintenance.
Right.
hauling off the trash that everybody.
And a lot of people don't realize we also have canoe and kayak rentals.
Oh,
so
no, I didn't know that.
You don't even have to bring your own.
Oh, okay. How about that? And how many acres did you say it was?
1,475 acres.
Okay, that's big.
How much is the canoe rentals?
They start at 15 and go up from there. That's for a couple of hours. Okay. And also, if you don't have fishing poles, hey, we've got you covered. We even have a loaner program.
All right.
So you can have a tackle loaner program. And
we should... This should be a video project when Anna gets back.
Go fishing and canoeing?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll just make her stand on the bank and watch.
I'm in for that.
Video.
Yeah. We love it.
That'll be all right.
She's taking off for a while to go see her kid graduate boot camp.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, kind of exciting, really. So we got Brian Krause, Kayla Williams.
Uh-huh.
We want to talk a little bit more about and break down what some of these are. So you'll hang around with us just a little bit this morning.
Plus, they got a big Easter thing coming up we need to talk about.
We do need to talk about that. It's Marty Stewart, Little Things on 103.9, 98.5, mypigradio.com. Texas Women, Hank Jr. on 103.9 and 98.5, mypigradio.com. Back with Brian and Kayla. Hey, y'all.
How are you?
Good.
Now, Jeff was confused, which... This is becoming a common thing for him, but he was confused about where the Atlanta State Park is.
I was thinking that there was a road that cut back. Uh-huh. I was thinking that
that's
was
something
by the
different.
Way station. That's wrong.
Well, you could. That's the old Texarkana Highway. That's how your GPS will send you. Don't listen to
Don't listen
GPS.
To the GPS.
Tell her no.
Tell us, since the GPS is going to send him on a little journey there, tell us. What's the best way to get to the Atlanta
State? So you'll go 59 south till you get to Queen City. At Queen City, you will turn right by the Easy Moore.
Mm-hmm.
That's 96.
I know
you go
that
up
place.
7 miles.
Right.
Once you go out about 7 miles, you'll see another sign that says Atlanta State Park 2 miles. Turn right there, and you'll go 2 miles, and it brings you right into the park.
All right.
And that's the main part where you want to enter.
Yeah, that's where you want to go. So.
Yeah.
Don't follow the GPS. sometimes they'll send you somewhere you don't want to go.
Yeah, sometimes. The Rambling with a Ranger. So that's a 1 mile hike.
Yes.
Which one do you hike with them?
We have an interpreter or a volunteer that hikes with them.
Oh. And so you got somebody else to do your hiking.
Yes.
That's what experience does,
yes.
JW.
Uh huh. Yeah, I get somebody else to do the hiking. Yeah, I'm all for that.
And so basically, it's just a hike where you just kind of talking to the ranger, asking questions. A lot of people will see different animals, birds, mm-hmm. or whatever, or different trees,
tracks
or mm-hmm. they'll tell the history of the park, or just whatever.
And then painting in the park. How does that work?
Okay. So with that one, we have watercolors, and usually it's in our day use area, and they'll set up. They may teach you how to paint a water scene or a tree. It's just kind of a way to get art with nature. Okay. So.
And this, I'd have to do beginners. I mean, I'm not familiar.
Oh, I can't even draw a stick person. So.
With the birding thing, though. I mean, you know, the older I'm getting, I don't shoot them no more with a camera. I'd rather take pictures at this point.
But
I don't know what they are.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many different types of birds, and you're going, what is that exactly? You know, it kind of looks like.
But Brian knows. Look at him. He knows.
we love the birding out there at Atlanta State Park. We have bald eagles flying over right Patman Lake.
Uh-huh. Right now?
Yeah, I've seen them just a month ago.
All right.
You can see them anytime, really. We have the white pelicans. They flock right near the boat dock sometimes, and there's just a myriad of songbirds, mm-hmm. warblers. It's a great birding spot.
Well, very cool. I'd be interested in that. Is that something that you can get together with the kids
and
head out to the park?
Yeah, spot an eagle.
There's just so much stuff to do out there.
You were saying something when we were on the Facebook about a telescope?
Yeah, we have a telescope that we have, and we're going to hopefully get that set up this month and the upcoming months to see learn about some of the constellations. And
that's different things. Fun. So. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah, Stories in the Stars.
That's one of my favorite programs.
Really?
So our park interpreter does that. And so not only is the telescope set up where you can look at the different stars, constellations and stuff, she also tells stories about it. And usually she'll tell like a Native American story or mythology or just stories that you hear nowadays. So she does it in different perspectives, different ways, to where you're like, wow, that's kind of neat.
Pretty interesting. Now, it says bring a blanket or chairs when you do this.
Everybody lays out. But
it says 9 p.m. I want to point out that JW is a huge fan of this daylight savings time. Will it be dark at 9?
I'm not a huge fan of daylight savings. He lies. I hate it. But anyway.
But no, that sounds like a lot of fun. And then you got nighttime hikes. As it's getting a little warmer.
Sure.
You got some nighttime hikes on the schedule, too.
Well, that'll become a lot more popular with the warmer weather.
What does somebody go through to be a master naturalist?
It's
a lot of training. A lot of
knowledge to get. But just learning about the natural resources, wildlife, plant life, just some good in-depth training there with that.
Yeah, bring closed-toed shoes. You know, it is nature.
Well, sure.
You know, and if you're hiking at night,
there could be a snake.
To look at 1,000 acres and think there might be a snake in there, that is a little crazy, but possible.
It's possible.
So, look,
we'll take another break. We need to come back and talk about Easter.
Want to talk about the Easter event, and then I got to find some kind of game because JW. Oh, he lost yesterday. I'd never heard. We still hadn't heard the end of it. Stranger things have happened, just not in recent memory. 103.9 and 98.5 is mypigradio.com. Are you Facebooking? Is that what's happening over there?
No, I'm getting helpful messages.
Okay. Hey, good morning, Brian Krause and Kayla Williams. They're from Atlanta State Park, just down the road on 15, off 50. The best way to get there is to go to Queen City.
Turn at the Easy Mart.
Take a right there on 96.
And follow the sign.
7 miles.
And follow the sign.
Sign says, turn here 2 miles
and
to Atlanta
do what
State.
The sign says.
Don't follow your GPS.
Don't follow GPS.
Do not do that. Do what we just said.
Google can't figure Cass County out.
Well, you know, it's a little complicated for Google. But talk about Easter. You got a big Easter. Easter is coming up in April this year. So what you got going on?
Yeah. Well, on Saturday, April 11th at about 2 p.m., we're going to have an event, Easter event at the park. Brings out a lot of kids and families. We have an Easter egg hunt. You want to talk a little bit about
that? Sure. We usually put out 3,000 to 4,000 eggs.
That's a lot of eggs.
It is a lot of eggs. Try stuffing them. And then we have 3 age groups that we put everybody in. I'll let you know that many eggs are gone in about 60 seconds.
Yeah.
And in each age group, we have prize eggs, so there's a chance that you could win a prize.
That's what I like, the prize
eggs. What do you got in our age group? group.
Well, you
can we've got an elderly.
You could be a helper.
That's the slower.
Here's a coupon there. For a free blood pressure check.
They can't get it done in 60 seconds. Maybe 60 minutes, we'll get it done.
It's a lot of fun, and it's just kind of our way to say thank you to our town and our customers. And it's just so much fun seeing the kids get excited. We have the Easter Bunny. Bunny come in. Last year, the fire truck brought the Easter Bunny in, so all the kids got to climb on the fire truck and check it out and take pictures. And it's just a fun time.
And that's the day before Easter.
Yes, and it starts at 2, but we recommend you get there by 1:30.
Saturday.
Yeah. April 11th.
Yeah.
Saturday, April 11th.
Yeah. Day before
Atlanta
Easter.
State Park, big... big Easter event, and not sounds just like the it. Easter egg hunt, but you've got all sorts of fun games, yes. activities, mm-hmm. and events going on around that throughout the park that day. So that's going to be a big deal. Saturday, April 11th.
I'll put that on our calendar.
I'll try to get my daughters all get Anna dressed up calendar, in there. Yeah. If Anna comes back, she's taking a break, and you know we give her a hard time, so there ain't no telling.
She may not come back.
She may not. We don't know. Y'all want to play a game here?
Sure.
What I found, JW, was headline, truth, or trash.
Okay.
And what these are headlines that they may be true. They're probably something I made up.
Well, it could be either way.
It could be true, and we'll play that here in a minute. Brian Krause and Kayla Williams, Atlanta State Park. Waylon Jennings, just to satisfy you on 103.9, 98.5, it's mypigradio.com, and then all the social media junk that we got too. That's all my pig radio.
Yeah.
Facebook,
I think
the
I
Twitters,
that. I think
the,
I can
the Instagram.
And we got headline. Brian and Kayla from the Atlanta State Park.
Headline, truth, or trash. This just could be a headline, could be something I just made up. You can't look over here.
I'm not looking, I promise.
Because we had a pair of readers and somebody ran off with them. Can't so I have them. To have old man font. So I can see him.
He's just scared I'll win.
Oh, yeah, he is.
I'm not. I'm asking. I'm not. And Brian.
Brian.
Kayla. JW.
Okay.
All right. Here's the headline. Okay. New concept. Uh-huh. Being able to vote by drone.
Drone. Yeah, that sounds
false.
Sounds trash.
It's trash.
Yeah. That one was easy.
Yeah, I probably should have tried harder.
Yeah.
Surgeon General says stop buying masks.
True.
It's true.
Yeah.
They're running out.
This is. I feel like I've already screwed up.
Well, try the next one. You'll get us in a minute.
Catholic Church says autistic boy can't take communion. Truth or trash? What is everybody saying?
Well,
all right, here we go. Catholic Church says autistic boy can't take communion.
I
say trash.
I'm going trash.
Trash? Kayla.
Yeah.
Oh.
Is on the board. It's true. Yeah. In Jackson, New Jersey.
I want it not to believe that.
Yeah. But it was true.
Okay.
Man patents new amazing hand washing device.
Sure.
True.
Yeah. Sure.
True.
Everybody?
Yeah.
That's trash.
Oh.
We were hopeful.
All right. Woman,
with the coronavirus, we need a new hand washing technique.
You know, with the coronavirus, mm-hmm. they keep talking about it's hurting their beer sales.
I know.
But they ain't dropped their prices none. I've been waiting.
Yeah, you're waiting for
I'm willing
big sale?
To kick in. Okay. Yeah. I'll help them out. And then I'm waiting on that Medela virus. The special is pretty tasty. let's see. Woman turns 100 on her 25th birthday.
Trash.
That's stupid.
Is it stupid?
100 on her 25th birthday?
Is it stupid, Kayla?
Unless she just keeps saying she's 25.
Leap year babies, maybe.
Maybe? So what do you say, Brian?
Well, it might be true.
It could be true.
Would she turn 100 or 25 on her 100th birthday?
Yes. Wait a minute. 25.
He's already said what he thinks.
On her 100th birthday, if she's a leap.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, now it's true that you broke it.
No,
down,
you already said false. So We're tied up across the board.
Wants us to be tied.
Yeah, all everybody's right. tied up. So,
is this the determining question?
Might be.
Okay.
New threat, the Budweiser bug.
Trash.
Trash.
I couldn't keep a straight face. All right. New smartphone won't let you take naked pictures.
True.
That sounds true.
True.
Wow, you guys are on it with the naked pictures.
No, well, about smartphones. Smart.
I mean the smartphones. Singers on The Masked Singer to wear medical masks. Truth or trash?
Are they all wearing the same mask? Maybe truth so they don't spread germs inside the same mask.
I'd say trash.
Trash.
Go ahead and tell me I won.
Well, so far, it's Brian and JW have what? Three. You have two.
I need a recount.
Yeah, she demands a recount.
This ain't Bowie County. Oh, well, yeah, it is.
Yeah, they were a little late last time. Yeah, it is Bowie County.
Hell, let's count them again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah, that's Bowie County checking in, going, don't talk about us.
No, that's our game. Thank okay. y'all. I got some coronavirus factor fiction. If y'all want to do some of that,
well, we could do the tie off between me and Brian.
Okay, dog.
Dog
saves baby.
Uh-huh.
In snowstorm.
True.
I'd say that'd be true. Yeah. True.
We're all tied up, 3-3. Y'all saw me just sit here and make this up while I was looking at you.
Well, you could make it up and it'd be
Kayla's
true.
Kayla's like, well, look at him lying.
I bet a dog did save a baby in a snowstorm. How about that?
Yeah, Balto, that was...
Okay, we'll just end tied.
That was an old cartoon. Yeah, we're all tied up.
Okay, we
finished
tied.
That's an old cartoon. Thank y'all so much for coming up here and goofing off with us a little bit. This is just all we do all the time.
But remember... about the Atlanta State Park, all kinds of activities. Month of March is chock full of family activities and the big Easter egg hunt and activities the day before Easter.
Anna's going to get this blog yep. post up and on our calendar so yeah. we can share that with everybody.
Right.
And always check out our Facebook page. We cool. post every activity.
What is the Facebook page?
It's Atlanta State Park - Texas Parks and Wildlife.
Hit it up quick. Yep. Thank y'all so much for being here. We appreciate
thank you.
It.
Oh, thank you.
This podcast brought to you by Two Old Men and Sometimes a Dog Morning Show Coffee. Coffee with a purpose. Order yours today at mypigradio.com. And be sure to wake up every morning, Monday through Friday, for Two Old Men and Sometimes a Dog to stay up to date on what's going on in our community.